Let's give it up for all the work we've done.
Timothy Lloyd is braving a cold and windy afternoon on the steps of Asheville High School, along with a dozen other educators, to announce what he says is a major milestone for teachers' unions across North Carolina.
Hear me when I say this. This procedure is the first of its kind in the entire state of North Carolina.
Lloyd works as a custodian at a local middle school, and he's also president of the Asheville City Association of Educators.
After a year of organizing and thoughtful discussion with our district, our union and our superintendent have established a procedure that gives us, as school employees who work directly with students every day, a formal role in decision making.
The policy allows educators 8 meetings per year with the school system and an opportunity to make formal and written policy recommendations. In a state that does not legally allow teachers to collectively bargain, this is the next best thing, says Asheville High School teacher Tracy Barrett.
We get to vote for the people we most trust to advocate for us and our students at the table with district leadership.
One problem educators want to address is staffing. Carol Smith Hill, an instructional assistant for exceptional children, says she has seen a sharp decline in Black instructors.
When I was a student in ACS, half of the teachers in our district were Black. When I worked at Montford North Star Academy last year, we had no Black teachers on staff. It's a problem we all recognize. When minority students don't see themselves in their teachers, it hurts their sense of belonging and also impacts their achievement as students.
In an interview after the rally, Lloyd, the custodian, told BPR that he hopes Asheville can serve as an inspiration for other teacher unions.
We expect this to have ripple effects throughout the state and to be something that's really going to be normalized throughout the state.
I'm Laura Hackett, BPR News.